Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1920, Collins 54 LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a storage garage for trucks and equipment and a parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.35 acres, more or less, lying northeast corner of the intersection of Route 54 and Road 389, and in just general location, it's close to Williamsville. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. The commission was previously provided with a small exhibit packet by Mr. James A. Fuqua Jr., attorney with Fuqua, Urey, and Willard, which provided proposed findings and conditions, a portion of the tax map of the area, and a series of photographs of the site and business uses in the area. I did receive, again, two agency comments on this application. The first one being from DelDOT. They forwarded comments on November 10th of 2011 in the form of a support facilities report, which references that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service C of Route 54 and the current level of service A of Bunning Road will not change as a result of this application. The second comment came from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It was received on January 11th of 2012 in the form of a memorandum and references that the site is located in the West Fenwick planning area, that the use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, that when the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. And that's all I have so far, gentlemen.
Mr. Link, that was which sewer district again?
It's in the Fenwick Island.
West Fenwick.
Yeah, West Fenwick planning area.
Yeah, planning. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuqua. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant, Collins 54 LLC. As Mr. Lang stated, there was an exhibit packet submitted which contained some proposed conditions, a tax map, and some photographs. With me is Carol Brazier, who is the principal of Collins 54 LLC, and also the owner of Brazier's Pest Control. This is an application for a conditional use for a parcel of land containing a total of 1.35 acres. The parcel fronts on the east side of County Road 389 and the north side of Route 54. So you have the plot in front of you, but this is the parcel right here. Route 54 being here, 389 being right here.
Excuse me just for a second, Mr. Chief. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application? If so, we don't have any exhibits up, so if someone would like, here, what?
Yes.
Here you go. There you go.
That'll show you.
Yep.
I'm very upset, but I'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
As shown on the plot that you have, the adjacent parcel, which would be the parcel right here, is a site that contains an existing office building and also several storage buildings. And that site is the main office of Brazier's Pest Control. So adjacent to it right there. What this application is requesting is a conditional use to permit the extension and the expansion of the pest control business onto the 1.35 acre parcel. And that would be through the construction of a garage. The approximate size of the garage is 29 and a half feet by 168 feet. And the purpose of that garage would be for the storage of the trucks and equipment that's used in connection with Brazier's pest control business, and also for the parking of employees of Brazier's pest control on the site. The The conditional use area to be utilized is approximately the area fronting on County Road 389, and by that what I mean is the conditional use section is right here, fronting on 389. The remaining portion of the property will remain as it is. The remaining portion of the property has a house and a garage located on it, and as I said, that would not be affected by this and will remain as it is. Water, there is an existing on-site well. As far as the sewer, there are no restroom facilities proposed for the garage. As I stated, the office is located next door, and the restroom facilities would be utilized at that site. The entrance to the property would be from County Road 389. There is no new entrance proposed on Route 54, and in fact, there is no new entrance proposed on County Road 389. The intention is to use the existing entrance to Brazier's Pest Control. That will be the entrance to this site, and then on the site there will be a driveway providing access to the garage and the parking area from the Brazier site. So again, the existing entrances would be utilized on the Brazier site, and there'd be a driveway easement area over onto the new site. The normal business hours of Brazier's is approximately 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. There would be security lights located on the property. They would be placed in such a manner as to not interfere with neighboring properties. All trucks and equipment would be parked or stored inside the storage building. There would be no chemicals or hazardous materials located on the conditional use site. The parking area would be in front of the building. As I stated, it is for employees of Brazier's. Basically, they come and park their vehicles during the working hours. They drive the trucks from the company off the site to jobs. They then return in the evening, put the trucks in the garage, get their vehicles, and leave. Brazier's Pest Control is a longstanding business in the area. It's been in operation for over 40 years. It has approximately 32 employees. There is another storage garage that Brazier's has that's located near Roxana. The parcel itself is zoned AR1. It's located in the environmentally sensitive developing area as designated in the comprehensive plan. The guidelines in the comprehensive plan recognize under permitted uses in the environmentally sensitive area that retail and office uses are appropriate. And we believe that the Brazier business particularly is appropriate since it serves the needs of area residents as well as the agricultural community. As I stated, Brazier's is not a new venture. It's a business that's been providing services for over 40 years. And in fact, the adjacent office site where the office building is was Mr. Brazier's home back when he started the business, as I said, over 40 years ago. As is appropriate for a conditional use application, county can place conditions on the approval. I did submit in my exhibit some proposed findings and conditions, which I'll just state for the record, they're short. We're just proposing the conditions on this approval, if it were granted, would be A, that the use shall be for vehicle and equipment storage inside the storage building and outside parking of employee vehicles. No outside storage would be permitted. B, that security lights will be screened so that they do not interfere with neighboring properties. C, one lighted sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side shall be permitted on the site. D, the final site plan shall indicate all parking and driveway areas. E, access shall utilize the existing entrance to Brazier's Pest Control from County Road 389 with an internal driveway to the site. F, any dumpsters or trash receptacles utilized on the site shall be screened from neighboring properties or roadways. G, no chemicals or hazardous materials shall be stored on site. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. As far as the legal standard, conditional uses under the code are basically recognized as being of a public or semi-public character and as being essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. We believe that this is such a use. It is an extension of a use that's been located on the adjacent parcel for some time and has been successfully operated and grown over the past 40 years. The conditional use, we believe, is also not out of character with the area. As I stated, the existing Brazier's business is located next door. You can see from some of the pictures that I submitted, it's an attractive office building and well-kept property. There are also other non-residential uses in the immediate area. If you look at the tax map that was submitted, which is the tax map with the zoning designations from the county on it, somewhat across from the site, there is a parcel that's zoned B1 that is a counseling a business. Also adjacent to that, there is a pet salon, which I believe is probably a home occupation. Going further south on 54, there are two properties that are zoned C1. One is a boat storage yard, that's tax map parcel 27, and then tax map parcel 28 is the Williamsville Country Village, which is an attractive small shopping center, has approximately 11 stores, including a restaurant, liquor store, a physical therapy business, and a hair salon. The property that is probably most affected by the proposed conditional use, again, if you look on the tax map, is a property directly across Route 54 from it, which is a 5-acre parcel, tax map parcel 64, and that actually is Mr. Brazier's residence. He lives there, so this would be directly across Route 54 from his home. The intention of the design of the building on there will be similar to the garages that are located on the existing Brazier's property. We believe that the information shows that the proposed conditional use is a reasonable and appropriate use of the land as an extension of the successful long-standing business that's located adjacent to it. The request is not out of character with the area, and that with the conditions proposed, will have no adverse impact on the neighboring properties, their uses, or their values. Mr. Brazier's son, Chris, was given two letters in support from Henry Johnson and Taylor Dickinson, which I'll submit to Mr. Blank, if that's okay. They can be put in the record as part of the county council record. And we do request your recommendation of approval, and we will try to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. Mr. Fuqua or Mr. Lank, either of you. Mr. Fuqua, you stated the conditional use sites primarily on 389. Are we not considering the entire 1.35 acres?
It was applied for the entire parcel, but again, only about half of it's being utilized.
What I'm hearing you say, the area of the impact is the 389.
Right? Yeah, in fact,
it's the road frontage, yes.
Yeah, right about where my hand is really the extent of what
I understood. But I didn't see anything on my site plan delineating, you know, any breakup of the parcel, so assuming,
yeah,
as stated and as applied for, it's the entire 1.35.
The parcel isn't being subdivided. When Collins 54, Mr. Brazier, bought the property, basically the person they bought it from, Mr. Brazier, there was an old house about where this site will be that was removed, and Mr. Brazier built a new house for that seller who resides in that home on the property, and they'll continue to reside there. I believe they have the right to reside there for an extended period of time.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up for me. You mentioned that you would, even though this is an extension of an existing business, you would still have a request for a sign, which...
Yeah.
It's a reasonable request, just stating you've gone through the lighting. Yeah, I understand. Would like to ask the... insofar as an area of disturbance, what is the square footage where it kicks in, where soil conservation?
5,000 square feet.
5,000?
He'll have to have.
Yeah, because if my calculations are correct, just the garage alone is 4,956 square foot, so 44 square feet under. So would you be willing to consult with stormwater management insofar as if what their requirements are going to be, or am I hearing?
I don't think they'll have a choice.
I think they'll insist upon it.
I think if they want a permit to build the thing, they're going to have to do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I know sometimes in AR1 zoning, buildings can be built, and there's really no input from stormwater management people, and then the neighbors after the building gets complained.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be getting a permit probably without complying with whatever that we are requiring.
You won't.
That's right.
Okay. And all the parking would be inside the building would be for the company's vehicles, and as the gentlemen and lady employees would come and get their company vehicles, they would park them out on the proposed gravel.
The normal exterminating trucks and things of that nature would all be parked inside, both for security as well as maintenance. Mm-hmm. And there's equipment pieces that would be kept in there. The only thing outside in that parking area would be the employees' vehicles, mm-hmm. and that again would only be during the working hours when they leave at night.
Right. And Mr. Fuqua, in your experience and knowing how things change unexpectedly sometimes, do you see any particular problem with, I think it's great that there's no new entrance that's going to be proposed or needed on 54 or 389. Do you see any problem of, say, marrying, parcel 24 and 25 by using an entrance to the subject of the public hearing from parcel 24?
Well, again, no, it's...
Like if one of those parcels were to be sold, then what, if 24 gets sold, some point, what happens with this CU and their access?
Well, I'd assume there'd be some subdivision application made to basically divide that property, maybe make this part of that property. Yeah. But again, with that internal drive onto the site, this isn't like a retail store or a business or even a doctor's office where right. people coming or gone. Basically, you have a group of people arriving in the morning,
right.
parking their vehicles, getting in the trucks and leaving.
Yeah.
And then during the day, it's very minimal, somebody coming back or leaving.
I think you've done a great job explaining the application. I understand it. I did have a question. I'm not trying to either create or solve problems. But I did want to ask you, as to say, owing to your experience, if you saw a problem by having the entrance
to this
site.
That
couldn't be resolved. All right. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fuqua, looking at your proposed findings and conditions, specifically number G, no chemicals or hazardous materials shall be stored on site. Is that other than what chemicals are on the actual service trucks?
Yeah, the ones that are in the tanks on the trucks would.
But in terms of the tanks and all that would be stored up perhaps on the other
I was referring more to the bulk storage of anything like that. Wouldn't be on this site.
But just for public sake, there is some storage
in the truck. There
is in the truck of what's used. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I understand the applicant and the application, and I do not have any questions at this point.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
The dwelling that was removed is located where the proposed building is going to go. Is that not right?
That is correct. I actually have a photograph from Google when it was taken when that building was still there.
The existing dwelling and existing garage more to the east of the on Route 54.
It's at the furthest end of the east side. It's a very attractive house and garage. Again, fairly new construction.
That's the new construction you referred to earlier.
Okay. Correct.
That's all I have. No more questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions. Council?
No questions.
Okay. The only thing I wanted to mention is not so much a question. I know, Mr. Fuqua, I know you're aware of this, is that a conditional use line does not have to follow a property line. You can strike a line within the property and confine the conditional use to a certain area of the property if you felt it was necessary. Because I know you, Mr. Smith, you seem to be a little concerned about what was going on in that undeveloped part of the property. But
and we would have no objection to that. Yeah, you know, some reasonable distance from where the building would be.
Sure. Yeah, you know, if it's a concern, we'll find out if there's somebody in the public maybe has that concern. If so, just reminding everyone, including myself, that it is a possibility.
Yep, sir.
The difficulty of subdividing this property is that he has to maintain a minimum depth of 100. And the eastern portion of the property is only 98 foot deep, so right. It would have to be some kind of average established to be able to subdivide that portion.
Well, we're not talking about subdividing so much as
I understand.
But
I'm just saying.
That's why it's all one.
The conditional use line would be an artificial line.
Absolutely. Yeah, it wouldn't mean anything other than to those folks right here. So that's right. Not a problem. All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1920, Collins 54, LLC, in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1920? Yes, ma'am, if you would come up, give us your name and address, you may have the floor.
Iris Moore, 35122 Lighthouse Road, Salveyville. I am Sandra Collins' sister. She was left this property by my dad,
okay.
And I was left with the other part of the farm. It's better for me to write this. I mean, I know the Braziers; they're related to me, and I'm not got anything against them as far as their business or their money. But I just don't like the way they've done this. What they've done.
Okay.
Sandra is my sister, and her husband tried to kill me 20 years ago. So I have he has a protection order. He can't be around me.
Okay.
And in July, she had moved in her house, you know, her new house. Well, Sandra's very proud of her new house. She had a farmhouse that was left to her that was run down. And to the best of her ability, she painted it, and it was fine. But into their front door, it was not fine. And so now they don't have the house. They don't have the farm. They have the small Barracka home over here and the small Delmarva pole shed here. And we're not talking about a lot of land. I mean, it's not that much land. But the property was left to go to Sandra and her children. My dad did not get along with the son-in-law, okay, and didn't get along with him. So in March, when Larry passed away, his brother, and I have had some problems with not so much his brother, but the children and the wife of the brother across the street from me. It'd be better if you came to my house. I could show you the place. But there was a lot of talk. And the property, Sandra was kind of talked in. I stopped tonight in my school bus and asked her to come with me. She's 60, I'm 48. She is mentally not, to me, I love her, she is not competent to know what she's signing. And she's asked me to come back to her twice. I looked at her home, which is
ma'am,
okay.
Can I ask a question? Because
yes.
What I'm hearing is different from what's relevant to this commission. What we have to decide, or what the commission has to decide, is whether it's appropriate land use for this parcel of property to have a conditional use to do what the applicants have requested. You know, what
well,
may have led to the sale of the property, or who owns it, or how we got it.
It can't be sold. It's right in the register of wills. It cannot be sold. And there was a deed put on top of that. And they told me to see a lawyer. I've got one lined up here in Georgetown. It's not supposed to be sold. It's supposed to go to Sandra. And when she dies, it goes to her two children. And the oldest one of her boys did not want to sign that paper. She had to sign. and now she does not see him or her grandchildren.
But I go back to, again, that your family may have a title issue, and I have no idea if they do or they don't, but that's not something that is relevant to planning and zoning's determination as to whether the land use, I mean, we have a conditional use application pending before us, whether that's an appropriate land use. I mean, I don't know what the circumstances are in terms of how title was transferred.
I don't think it was legally done.
Okay. Oh, ma'am,
I really don't.
The survey that Chairman Wheatley let you have has on it, stamped by a Delaware registered surveyor, it said property is currently owned by Carol W. and Diane B. Brazier. That's what these gentlemen are going
to
tell you that we have to act on.
It's not supposed to be sold. I'm sorry.
I understand what you're saying, and the problem is your issue is beyond what this commission can deal with. You mentioned an attorney. There's an excellent one in the back of the room. I'm sure he'd be glad to help you. His name is Mr. Hutt. I'm sure he'd be glad to help you with this situation. But it is not something that we can deal with. What we are here to decide is whether or not this is appropriate way to use the property. It doesn't really matter to us who owns it or who owned it before or any of that. That's because that's just not our area. We don't have any jurisdiction over
right.
that.
Okay.
But your issues may be totally valid. I encourage you to consult with an attorney and pursue it that way.
Okay.
And we don't mean to, you know, belittle your concerns.
Not
it's
at
just
all.
That this isn't the forum for them.
Yeah,
is what we're saying.
We can't address them is the problem. But I clearly see you're concerned, and we appreciate that.
And I know they're in business, and I'm not really in here to tell the public the whole thing. But you know, the small Barrica home and the Delmarva building is not going to hold up. I was there tonight, and the dog was pawing the door of the building up, trying to get to me. I would like to have that removed and take her down to the farm down by Bayside and just leave that vacant. And they can take their building back, do what they want, go across. They've got a pasture in the front, plenty of room.
And we wish you the best of success with that, ma'am. So, if you have anything else to add regarding...
Can it be held up?
This doesn't have a bearing on that. See, you have a title issue. You have an ownership issue. And we can't deal with that here.
Well, the lawyer that they seen in Fenwick should have known that.
Well, we don't...
Well, somebody must have been paid under the table because, I mean... I'm not trying to make a fool of myself. I have a great job and all, and I don't want to... But Sandra should have not signed it.
Okay.
And she knows this.
Okay.
And she's asked, you know, she's not really since asked me to help her.
Right.
But she knows she needs it, and she's told me to come back, and, you know, I know she has her horse and all on their property. If that's a problem, she can take her horse and put it on me.
Okay.
But
all right. Okay. We're gonna.
I'm against it.
Okay.
And I'm against
Thanks.
It because of this.
Good. That's what we needed. Thank you very much. Okay. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone else on the commission that has any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.